What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And somebody actually sent me the story that Alan in Australia was talking about. And apparently it took place at Southern New Hampshire University. And they fired this lecturer who insisted that Australia was a continent but not a country. And apparently the student involved, Ashley Arnold, 27 years old, was studying toward an online sociology degree. And she'd been assigned to basically... students were to compare social norms between the United States and any other country, and she chose Australia. And she was flunked because the professor said Australia is a continent, not a country. And she thought it was a joke, but as she read on through the thing, she realized it was for real here. And apparently the student tried to gently inform the professor that, yes, Australia is a country, and it just escalated from there. The professor refused to apologize, and she's now been let go. Boy, the state of modern education, it is... Who doesn't know that Australia is a country? It's amazing here. Okay, getting on back to the Olympics. Apparently, they've got a growing problem with norovirus at the Pyeongchang Olympics. They have got 86 confirmed cases. None of the athletes have been infected yet, but it's a very serious illness. It's highly contagious, and the symptoms are diarrhea, stomach pain, vomiting, and nausea. And apparently, the cases are concentrated in the Odaisan Youth Center, where 58 cases are confirmed. So, unfortunately, norovirus prefers the cold. The peak seasons are January, February. So, it is the time of year when this thing is going to happen. Now, story coming out from Global Research up in Canada. And they're talking about the so-called Alzheimer's epidemic of unknown cause. They know some things will cause Alzheimer's, but apparently there's been a flood of Alzheimer's cases where they can't identify any causes. But apparently new research is showing that this unknown cause, Alzheimer's, is a latrogenic drug and vaccine-induced epidemic. And as is usually the case, Big Pharma is trying to cover it up. They want to go on selling the products, and they want to avoid civil lawsuits. And we have seen that before with the link between vaccines and autism. They don't want to fix the problem. They just want to go on selling the product, and they figure if they can convince the public that it's safe, that's just as good as having a safe product. And no, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. And as the number of mandatory vaccines continue to rise, so does the incidence of autism and other neurotoxic diseases. And the attitude is, as long as it's making money, that's okay. You know, if you get sick, that's good too, because you come into the hospital, you go to the doctor, we make more money off of you. The whole medical industrial complex is dependent on the population being chronically, constantly ill. We were all to get healthy, the entire medical industrial complex would collapse. They don't want us healthy. It's a bad business model. So one of the reasons why they're now on the warpath against homeopathic treatment, supplements, they don't want us taking care of ourselves. They want us dependent on them for our medical care. And that medical care is designed to keep us continuously ill. Now, here's an interesting little article. This came out of Burnett County Sentinel. And they're talking about our current flu season, which has been severe. So far, 45,000 people have died of this flu. And they're now talking about how this year's flu shot may be the culprit. Now, not too long ago, we were talking about how the process by which the vaccines are made is leading the pathogen to mutate. And we were looking at it in terms of flu virus, the vaccine not being effective because they use chicken eggs to culture the flu virus. And in the process of culturing the virus in chicken eggs, the virus mutates to a form that is infectious to chickens. And because of that, we're being vaccinated for the wrong illness. Well, now they're starting to understand that the mutations can go beyond merely adapting to chickens and can actually produce a virus that is even more severe than the original virus they're vaccinating against. And they think that may be happening. And that's why this year's flu is so widespread and so potent. It's very sloppy science here. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, when you go into a hospital, the first thing you notice is it's very clean. All the surfaces are scrubbed, and the sinks are clean, and it looks really nice. But apparently there's been a new study published by the American Society for Microbiology that says the one place they're not cleaning out is the plumbing. Down in the drains, down in the toilet, they just flush stuff down there or wash stuff down there. And as a result, the plumbing is filling up with this gunk, which provides a perfect growth medium for superbugs. Now, the superbugs are infectious agents that are untouched by antibiotics, because apparently these bugs are down inside the gunk in the drains and they're being exposed to very weak doses of antibiotics that are simply being washed down as part of the medical waste. And so over time they're breeding an immunity to the antibiotics, and they're saying this is where these superbugs are coming from. Now, I always thought that they dealt with medical waste a little more severely, like incinerators. But apparently, hospitals are just washing the stuff down the sink drains, and it's creating a bit of a problem. So let's talk about computers and all kinds of things like that. There has been a major leak of the source code for the iPhone. And somebody just posted source code for a core component of the iPhone's operating system on GitHub. And they're saying this is the biggest leak in history. Obviously, Apple tries to keep their source code very, very secret. And the problem is that this source code, now that it's out there, is going to allow hackers to find more vulnerabilities in the in iOS and make iPhone jailbreaks easier to achieve. Now, for those of you who don't understand what I mean by that, when the iPhone first came on out, Apple's attitude is it's a locked device. You're not allowed to get in there. You're not allowed to log into it. And you're only allowed to install approved applications. And the idea of a jailbreak is that you modify the iPhone to open it up so that you can go on in with a telnet and actually look at the file system. It's basically a Linux operating system in there. And you can just look at what's going on, just out of curiosity. And you can install apps that are not approved by Apple. And there are websites out there, or there were websites out on the dark web, where you could get all kinds of new apps for the iPhone. By the way, this is a very dangerous thing to do, because once you jailbreak the phone, a lot of the security goes away, and it can become very unstable very quickly. And the apps that are out there for jailbroken phones are not well written. They can cause problems, not to mention the fact a lot of them have malware. So when I got my first iPhone, I jailbroke it because I wanted to go on in and look at it. And then after I'd looked around, I did a full reset, restore back to the factory settings, and I haven't gone back into the iPhone since then. That was just my curiosity. But apparently, this core code represents a major, major break in security for Apple. And they're probably going to have to do some serious rewriting and patching and updating to basically make the leaked version of the source code obsolete. Now, speaking of Apple, they have now come out with what's called the HomePod Smart Speaker. It's aimed at music lovers. Apparently, along with being a voice assistant, it has a high-quality sound system as well. So you can say, play Beethoven's Ninth, and it will play Beethoven's Ninth with a really high-quality sound. And Apple, over the years, has actually come out with some very nice sound systems here. This is a $300 about appliance. But again, it's another device that puts a microphone in your home. And I'm really not comfortable with that. I haven't even turned Siri on my iPhone 7. Let's take a phone call here from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, headlines today, I saw that NASA is considering privatizing the International Space Station. And I wanted to get your comment on that. You think that's a good thing to do or not? And the second question I had to follow up with that is, how much do you actually think NASA is percentage-wise working on science-related issues versus military satellite surveillance and who knows what else, weaponry maybe? How much is actually science and how much is really the other with NASA?
Well, the first question is, I think the privatization of space is inevitable, and I think it's a good idea. But I don't know if you ever saw this. There was one space shuttle flight where they carried this inflatable can of Coca-Cola into orbit and took pictures of that. And I don't have a problem with privatization of the space station. In fact, that's something that was predicted in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, where the space station is all Pan Am, this, and Hilton, and the rest of it. So I think it's inevitable, and it certainly helps defray the cost to the taxpayers. This space station, though, does have a finite lifespan, and they're already talking about deorbiting it. Now, as far as NASA itself, I don't have much contact with NASA anymore. But when I was there, there was some classified work that was being done for the military. But most of that is done by what is now the National Reconnaissance Office that will contract for their own reconnaissance satellites from the various vendors, private companies that build the satellites. And they're launched into orbit mostly by the Air Force. There's actually two parallel space agencies in this country. There's NASA, which is the civilian agency, and then there's the Air Force. Now, occasionally for really large launches, they'll contract to Cape Kennedy because they've got the larger launch pads down there. But mostly, my recollection is they were, for the most part, very separate.
Yeah, I understand we're still working with the Russians, right, in this space station. We're still working with the Russians, correct?
Yeah, we have to. We don't really have a choice. There's no other way for Americans to get up to the ISS until SpaceX finishes its new space capsule.
It's too bad we can't take that philosophy up in space, working with the Russians there down here on Earth, and work with them better here.
I absolutely agree with you. And I remember that beautiful golden time after the Soviet Union collapsed, and we were all friends with Russia. And then Putin basically took control of the central bank, and all of a sudden all the neocons are saying, ooh, bad Putin, and we're back in the new Cold War, because that's profitable for the military-industrial complex.
Yes, it is. Hey, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, getting on back here. Another article out of Global Research. It's called Fake News is Fake News. And it's basically celebrating the demise of these so-called fake news filters that were being implemented by Facebook and Google because they haven't worked on out. They tend to flag real news as fake. They let a lot of other stuff go on through. People have started moving away from those platforms because of the very obvious censorship. And so Facebook and Google are basically backing off from all of that with the realization that this whole scream about fake news is itself fake news, because most of what's out there is very accurate. Now, what the purveyors of the fake news hysteria are trying to do is convince you that anything that is not on the corporate media cannot be trusted, when obviously history has taught us exactly the opposite. What's on the corporate media cannot be trusted, and that's why so many people are coming to the independent media, and corporate media's audience continues to fall. And now we're hearing that some of these corporate media CEOs are literally trying to lobby the government to basically shut down independent media. Say, we represent a danger to their circulation. We represent a danger to their ability to control the minds of America. And so we're getting into a little bit of a fight here. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to get your thoughts on the NXT blockchain development platform and how it could be used for purposes other than cryptocurrency. And also, you know, the car thing, I'm terribly sorry to hear that. I had the same situation in, like, 1998. It was a classic SJ6 that we wouldn't have had.
She hadn't known a doctor
who was financially distressed. And in this case, they didn't mess it up, fortunately, but we did have to travel 500 miles from Cincinnati to Georgia to get it back. And I can say this now, since the statute of limitations has expired, but we were so financially distressed ourselves at the time that I had to forge insurance documents to get the car back from the private yard. And, I did the walking around in the parking lot thing thinking, I know we left it right around here.
Yeah.
I know exactly how you feel. And I'm terribly sorry. I would, you know, set up a GoFundMe or something for you if I could only have a bank account. But unfortunately, maybe somebody out there has a car that they can donate if we could only get it to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's about $1,000. But now, the fact of the matter is that Claire and I had already decided it was time to get a newer car, and we have been saving up for that. And we had a very generous donor over the holidays who sent us a big chunk of cash getting a new car. So we're already looking to get a new car. It was just we wanted to take the time to get a good deal. What was really angering was the fact that we went through this whole thing about the car being stolen just a few months ago. And so I'm walking on out Sunday morning. I got armloads of MIDI gear and sheet music, and it's an empty spot. And it's almost like the opening of the movie Goodbye Girl, where this lady, her car is stolen, then her son's bike is stolen, and it's just one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. And it was a rough situation. And then, of course, we got awakened very early this morning. They found the car. Unfortunately, it's been stripped. And probably I'm expecting the insurance company is going to say it is a write-off, because being 18 years old, there's no value there. It's got 165,000 miles on it.
What we took away from it was, well, at least they didn't come to our homes in order to rob us and stick a gun in our face, you know.
Well, in our case, we have alarms on the house, because about four and a half, 5 years ago, we had druggies literally living on both sides, next door neighbors. And so we've got cameras on our approaches to our home, and we've got alarms on all the doors. We just didn't have an alarm on the car because we didn't think it was necessary.
Maybe the next car you can have a couple well-placed concealed toggle switches that would be necessary.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something because they got right past that club. That was very annoying. We got to take a break for commercials. James, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with James in Ohio. And before we got talking about the car, you were mentioning NXT blockchain. And
yeah.
I'm looking at this on the web right now. And apparently, it's basically a source for people to develop their own blockchain applications. And obviously, it's pitched toward financial transactions. But I would think that this kind of technology is going to be useful for any kind of communication where you need to be sure that what you're getting at either end is what was sent. And that it hasn't been altered. So there's all kinds of possibilities of communication.
Plus it can, be used to fortify our Fourth Amendment.
It could very well be. It could very well be. Yeah. And I don't know. I might take my 10,000 monkeys code and see if it can be converted to a blockchain application.
Right. Okay. That's all. About all I had for you. Again, sorry about the trouble you had.
Yeah, it was really frustrating. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Right. Bye-bye.
Let him go. Yeah, whatever Claire and I get. Now, we're not going to be able to get something plush, but what really disappointed me, after the last time it got stolen and the ignition lock was messed up, we got one of those security clubs. And when the officer came to take the report, about the car, and he says, yeah, the crooks can just cut the steering wheel. They didn't even do that. Apparently, the lock on the club was so fragile, they just snapped that and threw it on the floor, which, again, this emblematic of manufacturing and retail in this country. They sold me a security device that wasn't secure. Now, getting on back to the computers here, as you know, there's been a big problem with this Spectre bug, and it's a mess. There's no two ways about it, the Spectre and the Meltdown. Every solution they've come up with basically involves sacrificing a lot of the speed people pay for on their fast machines. And people who are doing compute-intensive applications like animation or artwork or music, I do all the mixing of Claire's music on this machine here, we're losing that compute power. And especially for an animation company, that is a major hit on the bottom line. And yes, you can buy an additional computer, but that's very frustrating when you buy a computer to be a certain speed, certain throughput, and you find out it's got a problem, and the only fix is to slow it down. And apparently some of the early patches put on out have resulted in machines locking up, rebooting, in some cases actual data corruption. So Intel has released yet another microcode to address the stability and reboot issues on systems for the Skylake PCs. And this hopefully will fix the problems that they were getting in the Lenovo, HP, and Dell, which, I mean, it just keeps on going. There are BIOS problems. It's a major, major issue. And again, I am of the opinion these are not design flaws in the chips, because these similar systems are on all of Intel's chips going way, way, way back. And to me, it looks like this was one of these NSA-mandated hardware backdoors where they can come on in and bypass whatever security you have put on your computer so that they can spy on you. Because after all, anybody listening to this radio show is a terrorist. I'm not a terrorist, by the way. I'm annoying, I'm obnoxious, I'm irritating, but I am not a terrorist. Now, here's another story coming out of Apple for the iPhone X. And apparently two friends, they didn't even want to do this. They weren't trying to do anything. One of them got the iPhone X, set it up for the facial recognition, and apparently his best friend picked up the phone, and the phone unlocked. They weren't even trying to hack it. This one guy set up the phone with the facial recognition. His friend picked it up, and the phone unlocked. Just think about that. Somebody could pick up this phone, and they could make contactless payments, send messages, make calls. Now, Apple is saying it's a one in a million thing here. I don't think so. I think they just messed it up. I think they should have stayed with that little button that takes your fingerprint. That was secure. I remember one time I had an accident and I gouged my finger and the phone wouldn't unlock for me because the fingerprint had changed. That was a nice, simple, elegant system. Remember when they did the product unveiling and it wouldn't unlock for the guy that it was supposed to? They really messed that up. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, this is probably going to be something that people need to be very concerned about. Anybody who runs a website, you have to go through what's called a domain registrar. And it is the domain registrar that basically says this name is taken. And usually they'll provide the pointers for DNS to map that name onto the IP of the physical server. So that when you type whatreallyhappened.com or republicbroadcasting.org into your computer, it maps to the IP. Number, 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 dot, number, not number, and you will get the computer. There's a registrar out there called Namecheap. And it's, as the name implies, it's very inexpensive. But apparently there is a problem because Namecheap has admitted that it lets their customers set up and control subdomains for domain names belonging to other customers. And this allows hackers to distribute malware from strangers' websites. And that really is rather tacky of them to do. And obviously, if there's malware detected on your website, even if it's a subdomain that you don't even know is there, you get flagged as malicious by Google search engine, which blocks the website. All right, let's take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
I tell you what, a couple quick thoughts for you. One, when you're talking about the using your fingerprint or whatever have you to open up your electronic toys and so forth, and yes, I call them toys. I don't look at them as tools or whatever. But I'm reminded of a couple of films. One is The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger many, many years ago, so I'm trying to keep from telling on my age, as well as Minority Report with, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Where you're either using your, of course, and again, unless the body happens to be cloned or whatever, you're using your thumbprint or fingerprint or whatever to access various areas of a given building or whatever the case is. Or you're mm-hmm. going through an eye scan or what they call ID check or whatever, where they scan your the back of your eye electronically in order to access various areas as well. And so it's really cracking me up this day and time that how do we know that we're not being done that way now? Eye scanning wise, having to use your finger automatically, that's your freedom of will if you wish to do that. But if you're being eye scanned to access a certain area that should be accessible ordinarily without special permission, how do we know that we're not being eye scanned now as is in the everyday public wherever we happen to be going without being forewarned of that? The reason I say that is because at one point, I went to visit an acquaintance, and they had what is called, well, at least that's the name of it. It was like a tower that's about a foot tall or whatever, and it was called a Lexus or something, or at least that's the name it was given to it for whatever reason. And it had along the outer the edge or the rim of it, at the top of it, a light that went around in a circle or whatever of some sort of illumination. And
yes,
basically the owners would say, okay, lights on, lights off, or whatever, like a remote control deal or whatever. And it really freaked me out because I thought, you know, this could go in so many wrong directions, such as even when I'm chatting with them, my voice could be recorded and used against me or used for the wrong purposes if it is being recorded by this machine or whatever that they're using for other purposes, for controlling the lights in their household. And so I kind of jokingly made a comment about that, and they thought it was humorous, but at the same time they're like, you know, nah, whatever. And so, but how does the everyday person really know that? They don't.
Well, first of all, let's step on back to what you were talking about. The kind of eye scanning that they showed in Minority Report is very difficult to do from a distance. That was a device. You can scan the iris and you can scan the back of the eye, but you have to be very close to it. And they've already figured out ways where they can spoof an iris scan with contact lenses. Now, I know it's possible to hack the fingerprint scanner on an iPhone. And the way I deal with that is there's nothing on the iPhone that is sensitive information. I use it to make calls and send text messages, check the weather and that kind of thing. But I don't have any banking information on there. I don't have any credit card information on there. So if somebody steals the phone and they succeed in getting into it, there's nothing there that they can use. And I would basically recommend to everybody that this is probably a good way to keep yourself safe and secure, is leave all your banking information at home on your desktop computer and not have it in the cell phone unless you really, really, really need it. Now, obviously, you've got a wallet. You can keep your credit cards in there, and you can get wallets that will block the radio chip in modern credit cards from being accessed, because that actually happened to Claire once some years ago. Now, as far as the voice assistance, one of the problems I have with it is that your voice is being sent to a central server, ostensibly for some high-powered speech recognition. But the voice could be recorded, and it could be used for some other kind of voice print. In my case, I'm not interesting enough where somebody's going to do that, but it is an issue.
Yeah. It's interesting because you touched upon one thing that, I know what it was. If anything, make your cell phone toy or whatever you want to call it as boring as possible, which I tend to do this with anyway, which leads me to the aspect of regarding your laptop. There was something I learned about a year or so ago about how to go in, which I don't remember how to do now, and turn off the sound that whenever you're talking, it does not record it on your laptop. I don't remember the process of how you do it, but I did, and I was stunned that it was actually recording it, to the point that I also had to go and actually put a sticky cover of sorts over the what would be considered the camera part of your laptop or whatever. So it's covered, and it cannot see anything of what you're doing facially or whatever, or in back of you, in your background for that matter, as a result. Just recently, I ended up having to finally offer my other half to do that for him because he, you know, to him, he's like, oh, whatever, you know, big deal. And so reason being is that I've come to learn that even though he has an issue with his computer coming up whenever he turns it on and he's busy doing other stuff in the meanwhile while it's trying to come up or whatever after a minute or two, which is kind of bizarre to me, I offered to do that for him. At least it slightly changed the process because, one, he wasn't being viewed as to what he was doing, and so whatever was going on with his computer was actually going a little bit faster than it was before because, you know, for some reason, the delay didn't seem like something that should have been a normal process. I mean, you're talking about electrons or whatever or electricity going through there and operating the systems. It shouldn't take like a minute or two to bring your computer up for that matter.
That depends on what startup programs you have. Yes, the startup time can vary greatly as the machine gets patched and updated. That's going to change the startup time. My wife's computer comes up very, very quickly. This machine here on my desktop takes a very long time to come on up because there's a lot of stuff that loads on boot up, including stuff that's involved with the production of whatreallyhappened.com. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that. And again, in terms of laptops, don't have information on there that can be used against you. One of the things you need to be worried about, of course, is that when you go through an airport checkpoint, TSA is now allowed to basically grab your electronic devices and just copy off whatever on them. And for that very reason, again, you don't want to have stuff that's on there. I have a netbook, an old XP netbook. It's very small. That's the machine I travel with. And the reason I do that is because many years ago in Seattle, TSA dropped and wrecked a very expensive, nice laptop of mine. They didn't apologize. They didn't replace it or anything. And so now I have this netbook. There's nothing on it except the bare minimum, web browser, email, that kind of stuff. There's nothing else on it at all. And so TSA can look at that machine all they want. They're not going to find anything of any interest.
Well, two quick last thoughts for you. One, he tends to do what's called bringing up a task manager to see what's actually running. And I thought, okay, that doesn't make any sense to me, but apparently it did to him or probably to you for that matter. As for taking electronic toys is concerned, flying, which I haven't done in over 10 years or whatever for that matter for own personal reasons, I don't tend to bring any more electronic stuff with me than I absolutely have to have. I have to be pestered by them because right now, the last time I flew, I actually had, in order to avoid the full body scanner, I actually had to opt out just to avoid going through that garbage because that was, to me, was an invasion of my privacy. But for that matter, and to say the least, they're not gentle with the pat down for that matter. And so Well, I'll put it this way. I had the forewarning. I said, just so you know, my skin is hypersensitive, so mind yourself. What do? They get in areas they shouldn't be padding, they did, and I jumped, to say the least. So, and they said, what's the matter with you? I said, I told you my skin is hypersensitive. What part of that did you not get? You know, so, to say the least, that was over 10 years or so ago, and after that, and if I go anywhere, I'll drive. The heck with it. I have a lot better scenery and a lot less headache and not so many pains in the tail as I would be with having to go with flying. So, anyway.
Well, that doesn't work for me here in Hawaii. You know, what am I going to do? Drive a quarter mile, come up for air, drive a quarter mile, come up for air, drive a quarter mile, come up for air.
Good point. Good point. Anyway, y'all have a great one. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, speaking of security, apparently a group of IEEE researchers basically are saying that they figured out how you can be tracked using your cell phone even if you turn GPS and Wi-Fi off. Now, this really isn't all that new an idea because they can pretty much find where you are triangulating with the cell phone towers. So they know approximately where you are, and apparently they came up with this attack dubbed PinMe, which combined data from the phone and non-phone sources to work out where the user is. So, yes, privacy is a thing of the past. And again, if you're going someplace you don't want to be tracked on, you leave the phone at home, or you get one of these cases that temporarily blocks the phone off. Or if you want, you can actually find online a GPS jammer that plugs into the accessory shoe, they used to call it a cigarette lighter, of your car. And it sends out a bogus GPS signal. So anybody who's trying to read your GPS location from your smartphone, they're going to see that you're up in Alaska somewhere. Let's take another phone call here from Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to call in and tell you I'm not scared. These people in the NSA, in the CIA, whoever they are, trying to keep track of them, are an ocean of information. Okay, I've got maybe... If you take a simple Yahoo account and the spam account, the spam email box, if you don't delete that after a year, you got 100,000 emails. They're just too much data. All they can do is condition you into being scared. They can just condition you to be into good behavior. It's just absolutely too much data. I haven't used virus software since 2004. I think identity theft is a hoax. It's just too much data. I mean, how can you make sense out of anything? They don't have the bodies to go on these wild goose chases, you know? I mean, it's just absolutely a hoax. It's propaganda. It's just, I don't fall for it, but most people do. Most people feel like the refrigerator's listening in on them. And it works. It's a good idea for the government to try to get as much good behavior out of people, but for the most part.
No, I remember when I was on my diet, you know, I'd stand in front of the refrigerator and just complain about how I couldn't eat anything, and the refrigerator would go, I know. You're absolutely right. They can't watch everybody, but obviously people who are of interest to them, they can certainly monitor absolutely everything that they're doing.
Yes, they can. Yeah, if they're looking into somebody that's possibly under a FISA warrant, that they might be thinking of their organized crime, yeah, they could probably tap into your cell phone if they got your number. But there's just too much data. You think you're going to get somebody's computer? Well, they got a router. They got other people on the computer. None of this crap is provable in court. If you have fingerprints on a gun, a good defense attorney can rip that apart in court. Fingerprints are there just to scare you into a confession. So it's all subjective. They don't know for sure. Even with your IP address, that is not provable data in court.
Yeah, because it's possible to spoof it. I mean, there have been a lot of cases. I mean, that's why they can't find the hackers.
If you have a router.
They spoof the IPs.
I got a router with no IP address on it.
You have to have an IP. You have to have an IP, or your
ISP
is not going to communicate with you.
Anybody could use it. You know, so it's just, they're just second guessing.
Well, they certainly haven't found any terrorists with all of this stuff. They haven't found any terrorists with it at all. And, yeah, a lot of it is a bluff. And the Nazis did it to the German people. They deliberately cultivated this idea that the Gestapo heard everything, could see everything, they could almost read your mind, and the German people fell for it. And, yes, the NSA has a tremendous amount of ability to get into our electronic devices, but for people who've actually got something to hide, it's easy enough to evade them. I proved that with my 10,000 monkeys code. You can write encryption the NSA cannot break. And that's where it is. All right, Charlie, need to let you go. Need to take a break for commercials. Got another call waiting when we come on back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hello?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything. Anyway, you touched on something about GPS on the cell phone. I got a little story to tell you about. A year and a half ago, I went up to a river thing about 100 miles away from me, and I know I get no cell phone service there. So when I pulled in, I had turned my phone off in the car, figuring I'll save whatever battery I have left on it. Next morning, I got up, walked to the car. I wanted to check the phone, and I had 8% charge, and it was blinking. It wouldn't even turn on until I charged it for a while. So there is a back door to use these batteries and everything else like that for this search mode, or let's try to pinpoint where you were at and that type of thing. And it's a Galaxy 5 phone.
Well, probably what was happening is when you're away from a cell tower, the cell phones will increase the transmitter power trying to find a cell phone tower, and that's going to run your battery down. The only way that you can save your battery is to literally put it into the equivalent, on the iPhone they call it airline mode, where it shuts off the cell phone functions. Because even if it's turned off, it's still trying to ping that cell phone tower. And if it can't find one nearby, it ramps up the transmitter power until it does.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that one. But, you know, let's think about this. You turn it off, and when you think you turn it off, you're not turning it off.
No, you're not.
That is the real kicker to me. So, and now I hear that the new Samsung 8, which I have insurance for a Samsung 5, so when it gets messed up, I just simply ask for the same damn phone that I'm used to. I don't want anything new. I hear that the new ones, everything from 5 or 6 up, is all you can't access the battery.
Now, that's a shame. I remember on Claire's Galaxy, and it was the Galaxy Note 4, we had a real problem with batteries. I had to replace the battery 3 times. Of course, you can't access the battery on the iPhones either.
Okay, but I mean, now you can't just take your phone in and say, here's my battery, I need a new one. Hey, I don't know what it is, but because I've got issues with this battery too. You can't do that on newer Galaxies because you can't access it. You got to actually turn your phone in. Somebody's got to work on it if they can work on it. What does that tell you when they tell you that you can't tamper with the power source of your cell phone?
Well, that's been a trend in manufacturing for some time. They don't want you to fix your own cell phone, your own laptop, your own car. I remember I ran into that when we had the Xterra. They're designed to be mass assembled, and when you wear them out, you throw them away. And I had a problem on the Xterra where it was leaking oil under the valve covers, and then I discovered that the gaskets for the valve covers are part of the head gasket that goes all the way through the car. There's no way to just replace them. But more and more states are now starting to talk about the right to repair. And I think it's a good idea. They're going to force manufacturers to create products that the end user is free to repair themselves. Okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.